this sort of thing. As I mentioned, Andy Slaughter, the MP for Hammersmith, is just on the line now, actually. Andy...
Good morning, James.
Hello, this doesn't happen very often. I've got a politician on the phone. You're going to tell me why.
I'm going to tell you because I've been demonstrating outside Hounslow Hospital this morning because they were... they're closing the A&E, they're making that decision today, and to demolish Charing Cross Hospital, one of London's major hospitals. And I was talking to some of your colleagues outside. The meeting starts at 10, and I was just going to go in about 10 past 10 with some of the local campaigners, other councillors. We attempted to go in, and four burly security guards said, you can't come in. You weren't here on the dot at 10 o'clock. Yes, it's a public meeting. Yes, there's space for you, but we're going to physically prevent you from coming in to this meeting.
And they know who you are, do they?
Oh, they know who I am.
But would anybody else be prevented from entering as well on the same grounds?
Yeah, no, exactly. No, there's about, I mean, a lot of people have gone in.
Right.
But there's still space, and there's about 20 people. 20 of the most active campaigners that say their hospitals are here, and they just said you can't go in. Well, I think you and I know a public meeting is a public meeting. If you arrive 5 minutes late, particularly as our agenda item isn't for about another half an hour,
yes,
which is the hospital closure, I think this is just extraordinary behaviour. These people, I mean, they don't know what they're doing today, and they don't know what they're doing about, more importantly, about closing hospitals in West London. I can't remember in 30 years that I've been a councillor and MP that I've ever been told I can't go into a public meeting.
And yet, the decision's already been made, really. It's the confirmation of the sell-off that you're... I mean, complain to
we're here to protest on behalf of 99% of my constituents who don't want both A&Es to close and their major hospitals to be demolished. I think that's reasonable in a democracy. You're right, James, that I think the decision will be made today because they've allowed 10 minutes to discuss the demolition of Charing Cross and 15 minutes to closure of Hampshire's A&E. But we believe we can stop this. It will take them years to put this through. We've got a Labour council now in Hammersmith that's pledged to block their plan to build luxury flats on the hospital sites. So we think we can win this. We've got to keep fighting. They know that, and that's why they're being so difficult today. I've never been told by a security guard I can't go into a public meeting before. I think that's disgraceful. And the NHS, we pay for.
So what are you going to do? Because you're absolutely right. It's an impingement on your democratic freedoms, in a way, whether you're an MP or not.
It absolutely is. And we're going to do whatever we can. We'll stay here, and we'll protest, and we'll ring around the media until we embarrass them into letting us in.
And just to clarify, the plan is indeed to sell off parts of both of these hospitals.
Hello.
Thank you very much indeed, Andy Slaughter. I think we may have got a crossed line there. That's what happens there. Live and breaking news. A sitting member of parliament prevented from attending a public meeting about closures to hospitals in his own constituency. Make of that what you will. 034...